Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A special word of welcome to our guests and especially to our fathers. Let's give all our fathers a big round of applause. Happy Father's Day. And we also remember our deceased fathers at this Eucharist, that God may reward them with his eternal embrace for all the good that they did for us. There was an elderly Jewish gentleman on a subway in New York City, and he was sitting next to a young Roman Catholic priest. Now, of course, the priest sat there very quietly saying his prayers and stuff, and he had his collar on. And so the elderly gentleman, who was a bit hard of hearing, could hardly see, turned to him and said, young man, your shirt is on backwards. You fix your collar. And the young priest turned to the gentleman and said, no, sir, you don't understand. I'm a father. And the old guy scratched his head and said, listen, young man, I'm a father too, but I don't put my shirt on backwards. Said, I'm actually the father of eight, and I have many grandchildren. Just fix your collar, it's wrong. The priest very patiently turns to the gentleman and says, sir, you don't understand. I'm the father of hundreds. The old man scratches his head again and says, listen, maybe you should turn your pants on the other way. When you look at today's gospel tells us that we are called to sow seeds of love. And if you look at the image that Jesus uses, is the sower who scattered the seed and really didn't know what would come of it. Jesus even says, went to sleep, woke up, the seed began to grow. And the gospel says, and he did not know how. We know, by the grace of God, those seeds began to grow. And then he uses the image, the powerful image, of the small mustard seed that becomes the great big shrub. I don't know how many of you remember Hemingway's short story, Capital of the World. But in that story, Hemingway speaks of a very wealthy father whose son was a bit rebellious. Now, you know, in English, we say Jack for John and Bill for William. In Spanish, Paco is kind of the word or the short name we use for Francisco. So Paco, this young man, young adult, left his father's house, and he went out and did his own thing. And his father was worried because he had a bit of a falling out, tried to look for his son, but to no avail, until he one day decided to put an ad in the paper. And he purchased an ad at a very high price just to find his son. And the ad just simply read, "Dear Paco, all is forgiven. Come meet me at the Hotel Montana at 12 o'clock this Tuesday. Love, your dad." Well, the father went out, you know, to this hotel in the center of Madrid, Hotel Montana. And when he got there, there were police lines everywhere, and there was a line of people wrapped around the building. And when the father got there, he said to the officer, "Officer, what's going on here?" He said, "Some crazy father put an ad in the paper, and he said, my son Paco, come and meet me, and there's about 1,000 Pacos out here." Think about it. You and I are called to sow seeds of love. Now, I know that today we're thinking about fathers, but I want you to think of all of those people, fathers, mothers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, mentors, teachers, coaches, all those people who have sown seeds of love in your life. All those people who have done something special. And because of their love, their mentoring, their guidance, their goodness, their example, you are here on this day. Because that's ultimately what Jesus is speaking about in today's gospel. The sower went out to sow the seed, and really the sower did not know what it would produce. But by the grace of God, that seed that was sown grew into something great. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? Anyone? I remember years ago when I went to a youth retreat, they gave me a little holy card about this big, maybe a little bigger, and in the middle, it had a mustard seed. It's tiny. You can hardly see it. It's like if you took a pen and you wrote a speck on a paper, that's how big it is. It's a little tiny thing. And Jesus tells us in today's gospel, this smallest of all seeds becomes this large shrub, large tree, where the nests of the birds can find shade. See, God does not need you to do a lot of great things. God needs us to do those small things that by His grace become great things. And so those small things that we do, those small loving things that we do, those small loving things that have been done for us become great things. I'll tell you, one of the interesting things that happens when you're a priest or a minister or a pastor, a religious leader in any capacity, is you get to hear a lot of eulogies at funerals. And often children and grandchildren and others, friends, will get up there and speak about how they were impacted by this person's life who's now passed. And 80% of the time or more, what I hear are these little tiny things that meant so much to that person that is speaking, giving their testimony. It was a smile on a certain day, a word of encouragement. It was a phone call. It was a helping hand when someone was in need. See, those small things mean a lot. And what Jesus is saying to us in today's gospel, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Planting seeds of love as Christians, doing those little things that matter, means so much to God. There was a young, highly educated man who had left his home early to pursue education, went to the best universities, got incredible degrees, and was highly successful. When he got the phone call that his father had passed, he ran back home to take care of everything, take care of the arrangements. And what he didn't realize as he was going through everything is that he looked at his father's wallet, and inside his father's wallet, in the little compartment, there was an envelope. And he was in shock when he saw this envelope. You see, because when he was a little boy, he had heard that it was his father's birthday. And at that time in his life, he didn't have a whole lot. He had a piggy bank. So he went to his room, to the piggy bank, and he shook it, and his piggy bank was kind of new, so he took out that rubber thing on the bottom, and when he shook it and shook it, there was a dime, a nickel, and 2 pennies. So there were 17 cents. And he got his 17 cents, and he stuck it in a little envelope. He put, "Daddy, happy birthday. I'm giving you all that I have." And his father received that and folded it up and carried it with him for decades in his wallet. Because to his dad, those 17 cents meant a whole lot. "I'm giving you all that I have." You see, for God, it's not the size of the thing you do It's not even how much money you put into it. For God is what is in your heart. What is in your heart? What are you able to do? Those little things we do each day, those little details, mean a whole lot to God, because God transforms, just like the mustard seed, those little things we do into great big shrubs, into wonderful, wonderful things by God's grace. So what are we supposed to be doing? We have to sow the seeds of love in our world. Even though we hear the words of hatred every day, and the words of racism and bigotry, and the bad news, and the inhumane practices and policies of developed countries, we see so many things that aren't right in our world. We hear so many things that aren't right. As Christians, we are supposed to respond by sowing seeds of love, because only God's love can transform every wrong action. Only God's love can transform the minds and hearts of human beings. And those are the little seeds of love that we're called to sow in our world. And you may think that it doesn't matter, or it doesn't mean a whole lot. That phone call to a sick person, or that visit to someone who lives alone, or that moment when you actually listen to someone who's lonely. You may not think it's a lot, but to that person in need, it may be an incredible blessing. So when we sow those seeds of love, we're building God's kingdom. I remember when I was first ordained a priest, I was a young guy in my 20s. I was a deacon at 24, and I remember that I had to baptize a bunch of kids. And I said, what am I going to tell all these parents, you know? This guy who's not a parent, you know, what am I going to tell all these people about what they have to do with their children? You're supposed to be giving them advice, you know, about Christian formation and getting your kids to grow in the ways of God. And so that was before you Googled everything and went online and found everything. I had to actually go look for books, you know, and do some research. So I actually found a poem that stayed with me all my life. And a poem that speaks directly to these parables of Jesus that we heard this morning. It's called, When You Thought I Wasn't Looking. When you thought I wasn't looking, you hung my first painting up in the refrigerator and I wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, you baked my favorite cake, and I knew that small things really matter. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I knew that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you cry, and I realized that sometimes life hurts. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you say a prayer to God, and I knew that I have a Father in heaven who always listens to me. When you thought I wasn't looking, you tucked me in at night, and I knew what it felt to be loved. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked. I looked. And I wanted to thank you for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. Keep sowing the seeds of love. Keep sowing those small seeds, because by God's grace, they'll be transformed into great things. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.